Hello, everyone. Well, it's been a minute since we shared our favorite TV shows and movies, so I invited Todd to help me sift through what's good and what's not. Remember, Todd's my friend who will watch all the dark and twisty shows, so if you're looking for murder or scary or think pieces, he's your guy. On the other hand, I talk about Pretty Little Liars for way too long. We make a great team. Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay and welcome to the I Hate Green Beans podcast. During each episode, I'll be discussing television, movies, music, and books with friends who love pop culture as much as I do. For those of you wondering, yes, we will be talking about the Bachelor franchise, and no, I do not want to try your grandmother's famous green bean casserole recipe. But thanks for offering. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's episode 343 of the I Hate Green Beans podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay. I'm here with Todd. What in the world? If you had to guess, Todd, the last time you were on the show, when would you say? If you had to guess.
Oh, if I had to guess, I would say Oscars of 2023.
I don't even know if we did anything for the Oscars.
I don't
Oscars.
Think we did. No, but last year, didn't we do it? I know we didn't this year.
Yeah.
But I feel like we did last
year. Okay. That's better. You were actually on May 12th of 2023.
Okay. What did we talk about?
Doing exactly what we're doing right now, which Yay, is so great. But it's also, I just kept looking going, well, surely he's in here somewhere. And I'm flinging. But I understand what happened. It's the stinking Golden Bachelor messed us up because that was a whole season of nonsense that we weren't expecting. And so I had, you know, that's 10 episodes. That's 10 weeks of whenever that was, the fall or whatever. And then it just rolled right into Joey. And it went from Bachelorette to Golden to
Who is Joey? I don't. There's a Jimmy, but I don't think I know Joey.
Joey's freaking awesome. We love Joey.
He's great. We love Joey. Great.
And Joey's wish him and what's her name, whose name I can't remember right now, the best of luck. Caitlin, Katie.
I think that's right.
Caitlin.
The best thing to come out of that season though was Daisy.
That's right. And she's not our next Bachelorette. The next Bachelor. But that's okay.
Because she knows better.
Yes.
But anyway, that's for some guy in Austin.
That's
or some
for
guy
him
in Bernie.
Bernie, wherever he is now. Nobody knows. Oh, there somewhere. But today we're talking about, it's just what I like to call now playing. And it's not necessarily just TV. It could be movies or it could be other things that you're watching. But what you and I were talking about right before we started hitting record, and I said, stop, let's talk about this, is you asked me, you said, my list isn't as long as it normally is, and I don't know why that is, and you used the phrase, am I getting too old for TV, to which I scoffed at and said, no. But what I think is happening is that we live in a wonderful day and age of everything's at your fingertips. And so no one, unless you're watching a live sporting event or something like that, no one is running home to sit down and watch the thing unless they know that it's going to be something that's going to be talked about or whatever. And even if at that, I think people are still just watching it whenever they wanted to. And you even said, that's why I haven't finished. What'd you say? The Look?
The New Look.
The New Look. Because it's there for you when you need it. But it's not something that you're rushing to finish.
Yeah. And I think people kind of have it's just understood. If a show premieres and you know, like Yellowstone.
Yes.
If it premieres on a Sunday night, you're not going to talk about it Monday morning unless you know the person saw it.
Yes.
You're going to wait until they're ready to talk about it.
You're going to go find
somebody that's watched it, and you're going to definitely talk about it. But, you know, gone are the days. What is the show that you can remember huddling, the last one maybe, huddling around the TV to watch?
I mean, we're not going to say The Bachelor because we all huddle around that.
No,
but
yeah,
I'm
going to
say the first thing that popped into my head, which is really, really sad, is Friends. I remember everyone rushing to watch Friends and being very interested. I was in college at that time and then right out of college at that time. And I remember everybody, we just would have 20 and 30 people gathered around the TV before TiVo, before DVR, and you're having to fight over who goes to the bathroom during the, you know, 2 minute commercial break. Right. But it was, that's one that I remember being, I mean, I didn't watch it, but I, again, I've been working for Entertainment Weekly long enough to know that people are really big into finales. And I remember The Sopranos was a big night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of the finale.
I didn't watch it either, but I know that was a big deal. Yeah.
Yes. I remember Parenthood was a big night for finale. When, spoiler alert, Derek Shepherd dies on Grey's Anatomy, it Entertainment Weekly broke. It just crashed and because nobody knew what was happening. Is this real? Yeah. Is this real? And so that's those were the good old days, kids, when we used to gather around ye television shit and, you know, just sit and watch. Here's another thing, Todd. This is so weird. I asked Laura today, I won't get into how I got this thought in my head because that's not important, but okay. I said, Laura, do you think kids nowadays know the word cartoons? And she was like, yeah. And I said, but do they? Because they didn't grow up saying, well, I'm going to get up on Saturday morning and watch cartoons. It was just a category. Right. And we all had our cartoons we watched. And I said, now that's all they have. And they have it whenever they want. And they have it again at their fingertips if their parents give it to them. Right. So is there even a category of cartoons? I don't think anybody would call them that nowadays. Yeah. I don't know. Like that was something funny.
Paw Patrol.
Yeah, Paw Patrol or Bluey or whatever they're watching nowadays. Yeah. I don't know if they would consider that a cartoon or, you know, my grandmother used to have her stories that she, I'm watching my stories and I just don't think any of that happens anymore. It's a little weird, but you got your Netflix and you got your Hulu. We've got weird words that we're using nowadays. Right. So I wanted everybody to hear, as we all know, I do this disclaimer every time you and I are on talking about anything. Todd is the sophisticated one. I am not. I'm the opposite of that. So he's going to have something that you may want to watch. I'm going to have something that your kid probably wants to watch. So, I say it's a win-win no matter how you look at it. What is your...
this round, they're kind of deranged. So let's
So in short, I'm never going to touch him with a 10-foot pole.
No.
Okay, great. Because you know how I felt about the new look. I was like,
I do. So I have two that I've watched all of. I have two that I want to watch. And then there's a few that I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Let's hear what you've watched all of.
Okay. So the first one is called The Regime.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on Max.
Okay.
Formerly known as HBO.
HBO.
It stars Kate Winslet.
Oh,
and let me tell you something. Kate Winslet.
She's good.
She's so good. Mm-hmm. She is so good. And the variety of roles that she has played. Like, I think, did she get her start with Titanic? Was that like her?
Essentially, yeah. Debut, she was young.
So to speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was good in that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Mare of Easttown is one of her shows that was really good. But anyway, this one, she plays the chancellor of a Central European country. So think Hungary.
Okay.
Okay. And I think they're kind of spoofing Viktor Orban from Hungary. Kind of.
Okay. Okay.
She's crazy. Okay. Okay. She is absolutely absurdly nuts. And so there's this like weird comedic element to it, but it's also kind of a drama, but more than anything, it's kind of funny. And it's a limited series, so there's not going to be a second season. It's like 8 episodes, I think. And so she's the chancellor, and she is trying to rule her country. And she has this helper that comes that she pulls from the front lines because there's not really a war going on. But anyway, it just becomes very weird. She's like afraid of air.
Okay.
Not afraid of air, but she's unfortunate. Anyway. Yeah, I don't want to give anything away because the way her crazy kind of unfolds, there's just some scenes that I literally just was cracking up over.
And it ends at the end of its 8 episodes?
That's right.
It finishes.
It ends. It ends. And she has this, I mean, she kind of has a British accent, and she just, oh, she's just wonderful. She's so wonderful.
Love her. Wish her nothing for the best. Won't touch it. Won't touch it. But yeah, wish her nothing but the best.
You would hate it. You would roll your eyes from Jump Street and be like, Todd, what in the world?
Hey, somebody listening will love it.
There are some adult themes in it, so definitely go watch it with the kids around.
Okay, sounds good.
Or if
good.
You're, you know, sensitive to those things.
Okay, what's the other one that you've completed?
It's not new. It's Silo. It was out like, I don't know, summer of last year maybe?
I remember that name, yeah.
So this is the one, Rebecca Ferguson, she's the woman that's in the Mission Impossible movies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's in some other stuff too, for sure, but that's the one that I recognize her from. And the show is about it's post-apocalyptic kind of deal. Like for some reason, and nobody knows why, but they live in a big silo and it goes underground. So the top of it is at ground level from what we understand. You don't really know for sure what's happening. But they don't know why they're there. They just know that when the people created the silo, it was to protect them and they have to stay in the silo. They can't go out. And if you do something wrong, your punishment is they send you out of the silo.
Ooh.
Right. And you can say, if you say, I want to go out, it's irrevocable. You have to go out. Even if you say it jokingly or whatever.
I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm.
They send you out. And then it's all this, like, what's happening if they go out? And can you really go out? Is it safe? Is it not safe? Well, why isn't it safe? And why are we here? And why are people asking so many questions? Mm. And so anyway, it's a lot of twists and turns and, again, it's that post-apocalyptic what's happening kind of deal. But it's really good. Rebecca Ferguson is really good in it. And then Rashida Jones from Parks and Rec, she's in it as well. Mm-hmm. She's great. It's worth checking out if you like kind of a...
Is it a mini-series or a limited series? Or is it coming back?
It ends in such a way that there should be a second. There should be a second season.
Yes. A handful of episodes?
I think it's 10.
Yeah.
It's a typical season.
And what's it on?
Apple TV.
Apple TV. All right. Well, I won't be tuning into that either. I'm going to guess that you're not going to be tuning into my first one as well.
Okay.
Because it's circa 2010 to 2017.
Okay.
With a little show called Pretty Little Liars that came out back on the Freeform channel when ABC tried to... get some teenagers involved. It's fine. So what happened was Stephanie, our friend Stephanie, has been telling me for, I don't know, a decade, you have to watch Pretty Little Liars. I can't believe you're not watching Pretty Little Liars. That and the OC. She's almost defriended me because I haven't dove into those waters. And I got an assignment from Entertainment Weekly and they said, can you do this thing on Pretty Little Liars? And I went, yeah, I can. And then I run to Stephanie and go, tell me everything you know about Pretty Little Liars. And so I kind of binge watched it on the Disney Plus where it can be found. And it is like creepy. It is creepy. And I was a Vampire Diaries person and an Originals person. And I guess because those things felt, vampires aren't real. Werewolves aren't real. It didn't somewhat scare me. But I find these high school girls terrifying because somebody is just, you know, they have a mystery person who's trying to get them and let the secrets out. And it is dark, but it produced a lot of fun actors who have gone on to do great things, which is super fun. If my article is out, I'll link to it because it was a really fun it was a fun binge that I had to do to get some knowledge to be able to write the article. But it was really funny. And Stephanie's going, yes, don't you love it? You know what, Todd? I do not love it because I thought, I don't like all that. Why is there so much murder in these high schoolers' lives? And like, oh, she killed her with a shovel by accident. I was like, whoa.
Yikes. some what? Accident.
And his head fell off. What? But they're not a vampire. I don't like it. I don't like it. It felt very creepy. But so
I've not seen that.
That was one that I did. And then the other one you may have seen, it's Love on the Spectrum on Netflix. And this is one that I'd been told a lot to watch. I don't know why I hadn't. And then Laura was told to watch and she immediately did. And I was with her. And it is pretty much delightful is a word I will use. Heartwarming. Lovely. I found myself as an Enneagram 9, so you will totally get this, anxious the entire time because I thought, if these people are mean to my new friend in the TV right now, I'm going to be so mad. And so I got flustered and I would watch it like The Bachelor where my head was almost in the neck hole of my shirt. And Laura was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't want them to be mean. I don't want them to be mean to her. I don't want them to be mean to him. But it is just delightful. Do they all find love? No. But am I enjoying the journey? I mean, some of them do, which is stinking awesome because we get to continue in season two with these little storylines. Oh, my gosh. It is so heartfelt and so just delightful. I keep using that word. Yeah. And I feel like that the world is not going to hell in a handbasket when I watch that show. Right. So it's super
I've seen
good.
A bit of one episode. So I had a friend of mine was living with me for a little while. He was like, Todd, you have to watch this. And he wasn't saying it, you have to watch it to make fun of it. He was like, you have to watch it because it is so sweet. And he said, there's so awkward and there's so many things about it, but it's just like, they're just the sweetest.
Yes.
So I haven't seen a lot of it, but I know what you mean. Everything that you said makes
sense. Heartwarming. Whenever again you feel like the world is ending any second now, you know, hey, come Lord Jesus, come is what I say. And then second, hey, let's turn on some
of this. Until he comes.
Until he comes, let's watch Love on the Spectrum and all feel better about ourselves. So, okay, tell me now the second was you have watched a couple of episodes, so you're not through them all just yet.
Yeah. Okay. So I have three of those. And the first one is Masters of the Air.
Yes. On Apple. Okay. Yes.
Have you watched this?
I have not.
I mean, I'm sure it's great, but something about the first episode, I was like, I don't know.
That's allowed?
I think it's allowed, right? I think I'm not. Well, I don't know. It's weird because it's a war movie, right? Mm-hmm. And so, or not movie, it's a series, but you think, okay, they're probably targeting. Well, they're trying to get everybody, right? So like all the guys, the young guys are good looking guys. Like the guy that played Elvis is
Austin
Butler. I think he's the main guy. And so it's a bunch, you know, it's just all that. And I'm just like, I just don't care.
Okay. Hey, it is there for you if you want to finish it.
Exactly. And so if I, you know, get sick for a weekend, maybe I'll throw it on. And
well,
I'll watch it.
I would say watch Love on the Spectrum and then watch that.
Yeah. Okay. the next one that I started is Palm Royale.
Now I have watched that one.
Okay.
And isn't that weird?
Well, but I think you're more the demographic they're seeking. My Renee, my sister-in-law, she loves it.
Okay.
She absolutely loves it. Brad was like, nope. I'm out. he couldn't get there. And I watched the first episode. I love Kristen Wiig. And Carol Burnett's in it. Like,
yes.
What's not to love? It's bright. There's a lot of, you know, all stuff, but I couldn't stick with it.
It is, I'm going to give you a pass on that because as of last, I think the episode before last that Laura and I watched, weird, just straight up weird in a way that we just kind of say, why did they go there? Okay. If you've seen it, it's the part with the whale. So you'll know what I'm talking about. But
I have not.
I think what we like about it, and are we going to say we love it and we think it's the best thing ever? The answer is no. But we continue to do it, not in a place of we're not quitters. We're going to, you know, there's enough TV out there for us to all watch whatever we want to watch and we don't have to finish if we don't want to. You have freedom in that. Feel freedom in that.
That's right.
But I tell you where I get fascinated. Kristen Wiig is 50 years old.
Yeah.
And she looks like she's in her 30s. And I am not sure she had anything done to herself.
Yeah,
Ricky Martin is 52 years old and looks like he just walked out of college.
Is he in it?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't get that far. I literally watched like half of the first episode, I think.
Mm-hmm. He's bartender slash lives with Carol Burnett, like in her, he's the pool boy at her house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, what in this, what kind of magical elixir are they both drinking to look? And it doesn't look fake. So fake. Ricky Martin looks a tad pinched just a little bit, but Kristen Wiig does not. And I know this because I'm sitting there Googling, how old is Kristen Wiig? And she's fit and her face moves and she, you know, she's got lines in her forehead and like lines around her nose. Her face moves. Yeah. So she's not shot up with Botox. She has normal lips. She's got a great Southern accent that I think is awesome.
She does. And so, the other thing about this that it would fit into my normal liking is because I love shows about dysfunctional rich people.
Yeah.
Arrested Development, Schitt's Creek,
Succession,
anything that has to do with rich people that just can't get it together. I love it. And so this is that because they're all very wealthy and they want to shun her at first.
Yes.
At least that's what I picked up on. So, okay.
Yes.
Maybe one day after Love on the Spectrum, I'll check it out.
Right now I'm giving you a pass.
You're saying don't even bother. Okay,
don't even bother. Yeah. Okay. I mean, from what I have gone through right now, it's not worth it.
Is that code for Todd? Don't watch it.
Todd, don't watch it. Just don't watch it. I mean, Yeah.
So the third one on my list of I started it, and this one I do want to go back to, is The New Look.
Yeah.
And you already talked about this on March Madness.
Yeah.
Was it March Madness special? Mm-hmm. See, I listen. I'm not just.
Thank you, Todd. It warms my heart.
As well. Yeah. New Look. It's about Coco Chanel and what's his name?
Christian Dior.
Christian Dior. It's about those two, Christian Dior and Coco Chanel, during World War II and how they, I thought from the first episode, it was going to be about how they interact with the goings on of the Germans in Paris.
Yep.
And I've since learned from you that it might not fully be that. And so I'm still interested. The thing that makes me want to watch it is the guy that plays Christian Dior is wonderful.
Mm.
He was in Bloodline.
Okay.
And had one of the, I think he was in Bloodline. Yeah. He was so good in that. He was the really creepy evil brother. And if those who watched it, just really, really good. So I thought it would be good to watch him. And then the woman who played Coco Chanel in the first episode, she impressed me. I don't know what else she's been in.
Yeah, she's been in a lot. She's great. Yeah. It was more war than what I wanted. And more concentration camp than what I wanted.
Okay. That's depressing, but I love shows about
that. I know you do. Honest. Maybe push forward on that one. Do that one before Palm Royale.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. I'm crossing. Just like the kid on Love on the Spectrum, I'm putting no, and I'm crossing through Palm Royale right now.
That was perfect. Did you ever watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon, the new one?
I did not.
The new version? That's the one that's still pending for me. I even think the last time it was The New Look and Mr. and Mrs. Smith that Laura and I both talked about that just didn't... I think Laura would have kept going on both. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is kind of abstract, a little bit abstract. And so I did not get into it. I don't know why. But it's something that I was told was wonderful and so good and just incredible acting and incredible storytelling. And
maybe I'll check it out. Who's in it?
It is Donald Glover is in it. And then the girl who plays Jane Smith, I'm not sure of her name, but she's fairly new. She's not somebody who you would,
Donald Glover's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is. But I think it's also when I say it's abstract, I mean that all of a sudden you're watching the next episode and you feel a little lost because a lot has happened that you don't, or maybe a significant chunk of time has passed and you don't know that per se. And so all of a sudden they're doing something you think, whoa, wait a minute, what's that? Oh, I understand 10 minutes later that we're 6 months down the road and I didn't realize that. And kind of odd, out of sequence, random two people over here who are doing something and you don't know who they are or what they represent, and then you never hear from them again. So I assume they're going to come back around, or maybe I'm supposed to pick up on something that I don't know. I think the big thing to know going in is that there are several Mr. and Mrs. Smiths. It's not just the one. It's like an organization. And so everybody is Jane and John Smith. And so it's almost like meeting other 007s. And so you're all working for the same organization.
Do they bridge it then to the movie that starred Brangelina?
Not necessarily, no. What I am assuming is going to happen, because of knowing the movie with Brad and Angelina, is there's probably going to be a hit put out on each of them, to where they have to decide, do I go and kill my fake wife? Do I go and kill my fake husband?
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they have to make that decision. Do we kill or do we bound together, you know, and go after the organization that is so awful? You know, it's something, I'm sure it's something like that.
Yeah. Okay. My interest is piqued.
Yeah. I think you might like it. So, okay. You have stuff that's coming down the way that you are anticipating. Let's hear it.
I have two that are brand new, and I think they're both out on Netflix.
Oh, right, good. Now.
And then I have two that are coming that are like second season or
subsequent
seasons of shows already seen. So
I have some of those too, yes.
Okay, good. So the first one I have that's out is called Ripley, and it's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's a series, and it stars Andrew Scott. Do you know who that is? He played in Sherlock.
Yes.
He was in Spectre.
Yes.
And then a bunch of war movies. He was in 1917. He was in Saving Private Ryan, but I'm not sure.
Oh,
and Band of Brothers. So, and Dakota Fanning is in it.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you the little blurb from Netflix. A grifter is drawn into a world of wealth and privilege after taking a unique job in Italy.
Oh.
But to seize the life he wants, he must build a web of lies.
No.
So all I've watched is the trailer. I don't know anything else about it.
But you're intrigued.
I'm very intrigued. It's in black and white, and the cinematography looks a little artsy and kind of, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Scratches that itch. It looks a little dark because he's, you know, building a web of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
it looks
totally
like a lot of suspense, and maybe he's luring
Dakota Fanning into his web.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know how it's going to go, but he's really great. Did you like Sherlock?
I did.
It seems like it's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Because he was Moriarty in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's really great. I don't really have a strong opinion about Dakota Fanning.
Okay.
But, so I'm intrigued by that one.
Okay.
The next one, again, I said deranged. Okay.
Here we go.
My friend Justin Ong told me about this one. It's called Baby Reindeer.
Oh, I've heard.
You've heard about it. Okay.
And so we should be disturbed. We should feel disturbed about ourselves.
Indeed. So it's only 7 episodes and they're short. They're like 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's multiple seasons or limited series. I think it's limited series. Here's the blurb. When a struggling comedian shows an act of kindness to a vulnerable woman, it sparks a suffocating obsession. So she, played by Jessica Cunning, don't know who that is, and he is Richard Gadd. He's British, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she basically becomes a stalker.
Okay.
And if you go on Netflix and you see the picture, it has her, you know, larger than life kind of thing. And then think of like a cake or like a candy cover.
Mason jar.
Yeah, it's a mason jar, but it's one that you would cover like a cake or a pie at a store or something. And he's inside that. Somehow she must, you know, capture him and trap him. And Justin told me it's based on a true story.
Oh,
so that's,
dear.
I know, right?
Okay. So I'll let you watch that. That'll be great.
And we can report back. Looks like she's great in the trailer.
Okay.
Anyway, it looks disturbing, but also very intriguing to a sick mind like mine.
Okay. Mine that I have, you're done with yours, right?
Except for the two that are subsequent seasons. You want to talk about those?
Yes, yes. Okay. Subsequent seasons.
So there's two that are coming. One, I think it starts this weekend, Hacks on Max.
Okay.
It stars Jean Smart.
Yep. Yep.
And she is a comedian. And she's a washed up comedian kind of deal. So she had a residency in Vegas and then they canceled her. I think she was at like the Bellagio or something.
Okay.
And they canceled her. So she went back out on the road just doing small venues to test out new material. That all happens in like the first season. Well, this is the third season.
Oh.
And it's been a couple years. Jolie Britt is who told me about it because mm-hmm. she was watching it on our trip to Albania. She was watching it and just cracking up laughing on the airplane. And it's really, really funny. But it's also like there's a serious kind of sad element to it as
oh.
well.
All right. Jean, I've never heard
Jean
of it.
Jean Smart of Designing Women. Fame,
Designing Women, Jean Smart. Heck yeah.
Yeah, she's great. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I need to remind myself what happened in seasons 1 and 2 because
it's been a long time ago.
Yeah. And then the other one, and this one, most of your listenership is going to be like, I don't know about that, Todd. House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
That, you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course you do. Because mm-hmm. you're up on these things. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I'm not supposed to watch things like that. and so... but I'm excited to see it.
Which, where are you watching it?
That's on Max as well.
On Max.
Game of Thrones was a HBO.
Yes. You have a Max... You're into Max right now.
Really into Max.
Yeah.
Max and Apple. Honestly, Max and Apple, if I had
that's to, where you're. That's where you're living right now.
That's where I'm living. That's okay. where the good stuff is to me.
That's true. That is yeah. true. That is, for yeah. some people, that's true. Again, me, Disney Plus, Pretty Little Liars. I am branching out, though, to the Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. Bridgerton season 3 is going to be coming out in the upcoming weeks. I'm really excited about it because it is one of my favorite characters, Penelope Featherington, and she has a love interest with Colin Bridgerton. It was one of my favorite mm-hmm. books of the series, so I'm very excited about that. I also have 3 different romantic movies that are coming out that are either about to come out or already out. I think the one with Anne Hathaway, it's called The Idea of You. It's already also based on a book. It's she's a 40-year-old woman who falls in love with a 24-year-old boy band guy.
Okay.
Of course she does.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go. That's Anne Hathaway on Amazon Prime. And then Anyone But You is on Netflix. That's Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. I think it's not going to be all that great, but Glenn Powell, he's just mm-hmm. held a piece of my heart ever since Top Gun Colin Maverick, and it will always have a piece of my heart. And then Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling in The Fall Guy. That's going to be actually in the movie theater.
Whoa,
so I'm pretty excited about that.
You know how I feel about Emily Blunt.
I know. And so it's supposed to be pretty cute.
And I know how you feel about Ryan Gosling.
Exactly right. And Emily Blunt, too.
I mean, I like Ryan Gosling, too.
If she and John Krasinski break up ever, I will be so sad. But I'm thinking about going to see that in the actual movie theater. And as I was thinking about that today, like, when can I go do that? It occurred to me, I am not sure when the last time I went to an actual movie in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And that used to be a thing I did all the time. Very frequent. Yeah. Very, very frequent.
And you really haven't since COVID, right?
Right. It just, yeah. And I'm not afraid or anything right. like that, I feel like it's, It for some reason, it's just not a priority. And I'm wondering also if in my brain, I think, well, it's going to be out in, if it's something that I'm really excited about and have been wanting to see or, you know, something like that, I would make it a point to go and see it for sure.
Yeah.
But I really was thinking through, was it last summer? Did I do something? And did I go to the movie theater in the summer? What did I go see? I can't even remember. I can't even tell you. And that's so sad because I used to go all the time.
I think the last thing I saw was Dune.
Yeah.
Which was in the fall? Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I feel like it was earlier this year, but it could now, very well have been the fall. I don't know.
Is not Dune 2 coming out also?
I meant to say
Dune 2. Oh, you meant Dune 2. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking, didn't Dune 1 come? So you meant Dune 2. Did you like it?
I meant Dune 2. I did like it. Okay, it is great. Definitely one that you can see it at home. It's going to be fine. But it was elevated on that big screen.
I love that.
The scenes and it's a beautiful movie to watch. I know that sounds kind of strange, but the scenery, the cinematography, it's really, really well done. And it was great on a big screen.
Yeah. Yay. I love that. The last thing I wanted to mention is the movie If, that stands for Imaginary Friend.
I can't wait for it.
It's coming out this month too. And it just looks delightful. Did you have an imaginary friend growing up?
I don't think I did.
No. I didn't either, but I really, really did talk to my Barbies a lot as if they were real. So that kind of counts, I guess.
Yeah. I think I just talked to myself.
That counts. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Hey, thank y'all for listening, and thanks to Todd for sharing what's playing in his world today. Remember, one of the best things you can do to support a podcast is to review the show on iTunes. It would be an honor if you headed over there and left us your thoughts. Make sure to follow me on all the socials. You can find me at Lindsay on Twitter and at Lindsay Ray on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out my real books, Why I Hate Green Beans and It's a Love Story. You can find them wherever books are sold. Y'all stay safe, have courage, and be kind out there. Until we're together again, love you, mean it. Texas forever. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.